After weeks of relative calm, sirens once again warn of danger in the skies over Ukraine. Waves of Russian rockets, missiles, and drones fired from the air, land, and sea had Ukrainians running for cover in cities across the country.
It isn't that comfortable for the children, but since September, the alarms have been so frequent and the children got used to it.
The Energy Ministry ordered power shutdowns all over the country after missiles hit energy grid points in at least six regions. Here in Kyiv, air defense systems shot down a missile before it could hit its intended target. There was some debris damage in this neighborhood, but it is a far cry from destruction in other parts of the country. One official from the eastern city of Kharkiv described it as the largest barrage since the Russian invasion began nearly a year ago. In the south, people in Zaporizhia picked through their destroyed homes. One explosion so powerful, it tossed a car onto the roof of a house.
They are not humans, that's how I put it. I don't know what the Russians are thinking about when they are doing this, when they press the buttons and shell civilians. They are very well aware that they are firing at us. They know it. It's horrible.
Friday's wave of attacks will reinforce Ukraine's latest plea to allies for fighter jets and longer-range missiles to help Kyiv take back its airspace. It will also test the resolve of neighboring countries. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.